Hello,
Hello,
everyone.
we're
back.
Bet you can't guess who this is.
It's the Bet and Stenny hour. I am Bet.
They're all Bet and Stenny hours. This is Bet.
This is Stenny.
This is for the people.
Did I say
like,
I am Bet?
Did you say
I
you
did.
Were Bet?
I think I said I am
believe
Bet.
Believe me, you do not want to be Bet.
There's no editing in this show, as you can
tell. That's all right. I'm Stenny, by the way. For people like Lily G. Who were too lazy to Google the Marx Brothers. I just did it.
Oh, you did?
Groucho was Julius Henry.
Right.
Chico was Leonard.
Leonard.
You were right. Harpo is Adolf.
Yep.
And Zeppo was Herbert.
Who was Gummo?
Gummo, obviously, was his birth name was Gummo. He's not listed.
Gummo has a name, too, and I don't remember what it is. So there's
your
challenge.
Gummo has a name. Yes, if you can find the elusive real name of Gummo.
Gummo Marx. We're looking for the real name.
You win a prize.
Kelly with an IE is up and has left us some comments. Hello, Kelly with an IE.
Kelly, remember, I still need your address.
And Dishy, too. Let's do some shout-outs. We've been getting some good
comments.
Yeah,
we've been getting... Yeah, we have.
Let's run through a couple of them.
By the shout-outs up here.
The votes are in, and it's on the floor.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, Bet.
To me, it will always be in the floor and in the line. So, there you go.
That's all right. Well, we love you.
I just
thought, Michelle's
got
some good people coming to dinner.
Well, she wants us to come.
I know.
Well,
I'd love to
think of a better way to kill your party than that.
Excuse me. I'm not used to smoking this early.
No.
She thinks Jesus is entitled. I don't think Jesus is entitled, Michelle. I think that people have made him that way. Christians are entitled.
Right. You Christians.
Some Christians, not all Christians, but those Christians.
I think Jesus is just a groovy fella.
He's just a regular guy.
I think Jesus is the early version of the hippie.
Michelle doesn't want Jesus there because she doesn't want Jesus to be all confronting her and going, "You killed me." No, he wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't do that.
No, not Jesus.
Say, I forgive.
She's going to have Jack Benny there, and George and Gracie, and the Smothers Brothers, and Groucho and Carl.
Except for Carl, it's all comedy night at Michelle's.
And John Lennon. Actually, John Lennon would probably kind of bother me. I don't know that I would want to eat an entire meal with him, to be honest. Sorry, I'm not big on John Lennon.
I think John Lennon's thing is that he was moody. So it depends on when you need to get John Lennon. You know,
is he in a good mood?
As long as Yoko's
not there.
If Yoko does not come, you'll probably be in a bad mood. But Yoko is not coming.
If John
not even
there,
to sit in the corner
I'd
and
probably
dictate.
Confront him about being a rotten father to poor Julian. Poor Julian.
Poor Julian.
Lily's sympathy blogging over at randomdumbthoughts.blogspot.com, so you can go check those out. We haven't read it. We should probably read it.
We should go do that. Yes.
Michelle wants me to play guitar. Probably not going to happen, but it might.
Stay up till 4 a.m. It could happen.
Anything could happen. It is going to be a very long day.
By the way, Lily, R-O-B-D-Y-W, that would be byword. Just in case.
Time
has already passed.
I'm sure your two and a half minutes
are up. But
Lily is also playing Sympathy Text Twist.
Yes.
And we turned off that stupid show also, How Dirty Is Your House show on BBC America. We're watching...
I just took my headset off. Wait a minute.
Put your headset on.
Okay, I'm back.
I got all tangled.
Before the night's over, I'm going to strangle myself with my headset wires.
Don't do that.
That'll be the highlight of the...
Highlight?
We'll try to put that in the prime time area.
Yeah.
This is all true.
This is all true. What are we doing this hour? I mean, with this segment.
I have no idea. What do you want to do?
I don't know. It's all going to be like this, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. It's 24 hours of what do you want to do? I don't know.
What do you want to do?
We've turned into Marty.
What do you want to do? We're watching Match Game now, by the way, on the Game Show Network.
God bless Charles Nelson Reilly.
We love Charles. Charles rules. Let's see. We have some other topics that people have left us here. Pete asks, where were you for your favorite fart ever?
Yes. It depends. Was it... Are we assuming that it's just the... You were around for a fart, or it had to emanate from your particular
orifice? It doesn't matter.
Orifice.
Whichever one is your favorite.
Okay, well, my favorite was not mine.
My favorite was not mine either, strangely.
Mine was the experience that coined the phrase "shoot the dog." When three of us were in a hotel room, and on the wall of the hotel, as you have seen a thousand times, there's like a painting of a fox hunt, and there are people on horses with red jackets and hunting dogs around, and someone was lying on the bed on their side, with their ass to the painting, and it happened, and my friend San herself said, "Oh, I think you shot the dog." And so at that point, it was my sister. She doesn't listen, so I guess I can say that. And so now that's a deep-rooted phrase in our vocabulary.
So you were in a hotel room for your favorite fart.
Yes, I was in a hotel room.
I was at I was at the Bon Marché. This is a department store. It's been swallowed up by Macy's now, I think. But it used to be up in Seattle, and I think I was at the one in Bellingham. And I can't remember if anybody was with me or not, but I think I was by myself, and I was just shopping. And some old lady was there, and she was just shopping.
Oh, old ladies just don't care.
We're just looking through racks and stuff like that. She's, you know, a few feet away from me, and she's looking at some rack, and I'm looking at some other rack. And I just hear this... just like a nasty wet one. And I just kind of went... God, farted.
Hit the deck.
There wasn't anybody there. I mean, if anybody had been there, we would have just dissolved in laughter. But because there was nobody there except me, I was just like, oh. And I went and shopped elsewhere.
I've got to go check
something out in the electronics department. I'll be back later when the smell is clear.
No, I was actually once in the office at work, and a client who was a very sweet old man, probably at that time 85 years old, was sitting across the desk from me and was just talking about his home and da 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 da, and I said, "Oh, excuse me," and just kept on going. And that's another one of those cases where, thank God, no one else was in the office, or I would have died.
Yeah, you just died laughing.
It's easy to contain if you're the only one, but
boy, my computer's damn slow. I think it's because I got that slot machine game going. That eats up a lot of my memory.
Apparently, Kelly.
Oh, Captain Asshole just checked in.
Oh, did he? Well, yep. Let me. Kelly says she thought that getting fired was like your life starts blurring away. Now, Kelly didn't get fired; she just didn't get tenure.
Oh,
is that
yeah.
like having your life blur away?
Yeah. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. Maybe it's the same to her.
She blurred away from me.
Kelly, yeah. With an IE.
I lost my pet beach bark scale.
To cancer.
What's a beach bark scale?
I think it's a tree of some sort.
Oh, tree of some form of living plant life.
He might be pulling our leg.
He wouldn't.
Oh, I believe that he would.
I can't imagine that Mr. M would ever pull our legs.
Yeah. Yeah, me either. Factor crap?
Factor crap!
Quick factor crap? Okay, factor crap. Okay. Fact or crap. By law, women's underwear cannot be hung outdoors during autumn and winter in Los Angeles. Fact or crap?
That's crazy enough to be fact.
That is fact. Ding! I need a bell. Fact or crap. Contrary to popular belief, beehives can have more than one queen.
Crap.
Very good. Crap.
There is only one queen bee.
There's only one queen. There's lots of princesses. fact or crap. You would find a mother's helper on a spinning wheel and not in a bathroom. Mother's helper is capitalized here.
I always think of it as drugs.
I do too, because of the Rolling Stones song.
I'll say crap.
That is fact. Sorry, Ben.
I suck.
You do suck. Let's see. Fact or crap. Oh, that one's so stupid, I'm not even going to ask it.
It's crap. This is crap.
Fact or crap? Callas, Carreras, and Schwarzkopf are all surnames of famous opera singers.
Well, I know Callas is. Schwarzkopf? I'm going to say fact.
That is correct. Ding!
Ding!
That is a fact. All right, well, we're going to stop there, because I got to get this posted. We're actually only got about 5 minutes, so.
All right. I might actually get something for a late breakfast.
Yeah, I'm thinking
it will be uncooked. It'll be something I grabbed. But
yeah, I understand. All right, gang. We'll be back next half hour. Keep the comments coming. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.